How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz have taken a 3-2 lead over the Los Angeles Clippers. David Locke, along with Ron Boone, here on Locked On Jazz on the Locked On Podcast Network. And the Jazz missed a ton of open looks and never got flustered. And really, by the time took control of the game at halftime, they led it by 3. They led by 6 in the fourth, heading into the fourth, and they really never lost control of the game.
Well, in any time the run, the Clippers had a run, the Jazz answered. There was a couple of times they had runs, they tied it up, and then the Jazz answered with a 3, or they answered with Joe Johnson knocking down a 2 or something like that. So the Clippers never really was able to really take control of the basketball game because the Jazz made some timely shots, and a lot of that happened there in the fourth quarter. Both teams put up some numbers in that fourth quarter. I mean, 34 points and 32 points there by the Jazz, you know, to hold on to win the game. But it was some timely shots that were made there by the Jazz. Defensively, just didn't get down there in the fourth quarter. It was all offense.
All right, let's go to the key sequence of the game, Ron. The Jazz go up by 11 for what at the time was their largest lead of the night. And the Clippers came right back. Redick got fouled on back-to-back possessions to make it a 6-point game. Chris Paul then pulled into back-to-back threes to put them to tie the game. And the you're like, whoa, Nelly, we got 7:45 left. This game is tied at this point at 69 in the fourth quarter. And the Jazz ran off the next, I think, 8 or 9 points to win this. And that's really where they won this game.
They really did. I mean, this is, you know, again, we've talked about the experience of the Jazz have added to this basketball team. And then you start throwing some poise. You can throw poise in there now. I mean, I don't think they ever panicked in this game. I know they were up 11 at one time and end up losing that. And that would have been a time where they just fall apart and end up losing the game from that standpoint. That did not happen. So you can, you know, the poise, I think, goes in with the experience the Jazz have had here has really won this basketball game.
Gordon Hayward was terrific tonight. We'll talk about him in a minute. But this series has swung because of Joe Johnson.
Yeah. Joe Johnson is ISO Joe, whatever you want to call him.
I'm calling him Ice Joe, man. Yeah. He's just not bothered by anything.
And it's the way they defended him tonight, I mean, they made an emphasis on making sure that they defended him in some fashion to keep him away from getting to that sweet spots. You notice they picked him up very high on the floor and made him work and hope that they would put him into a short clock so they can double team. He still gets up 14 shots, made 6 of them, played 30 minutes tonight. How about the rebounding? 8 rebounds there for Joe Johnson tonight. I'm sure that's a season high.
Well, the Jazz only gave up 3 offensive rebounds the whole game. The Clippers get back defensively. They're not a team that goes after offensive rebounds. They only give up 3. DeAndre Jordan had 1 offensive rebound the whole game. There was gang rebounding, and you start running through big plays. One of the biggest plays tonight, Gordon Hayward taps a rebound out to Joe Johnson for a 3. That was just one of those extra possessions that in a game that went down to the final possession, you suddenly remember and realize that may have won you the game.
You know, that was huge. I mean, that was really huge, and I think that was during the time when the Jazz, when they had made this run to get back into the ball game, and then that answer with that 3-point shot really closed the deal. But it really stopped that run and gave the Jazz a chance to win this game.
The Jazz added tremendous veteran presence in George Hill, who hit free throws late, Joe Johnson, who's dominated this series, Boris Diaz brought a calmness to early in games. All those guys are having an impact. The other thing we're seeing, and maybe it's the soft landing of having those 3 guys around you that give you the comfortable couch so that you can grow up, but we're watching Gordon Hayward grow up, and we're watching Rodney Hood grow up. Rodney Hood has no big game experience behind him at all, and he's not shooting particularly well. He was 6 of 17 tonight, but he is playing with a freeness and aggressiveness, and he is making big shots at big moments. And Rodney had a few tonight that were mammoth.
All of this is going to help the Jazz if they get to the next round. I mean, this the The experience of playing in these tight games and having the confidence, and it's just going to help the Jazz if they get to the next round and putting them in a position like this. Rodney Hood, never been here before, never been in a situation like this. And for the most part, Gordon, you know, hasn't either. So I really think that this experience that they're getting in tight basketball games is really going to help them. I was expecting the Jazz to make free throws. But I was expecting one of those guys to miss one. I really was, I think. Well, you know, but Hill makes, what, four? And Gordon makes two? How about that?
All right, let's talk about Gordon for a minute. This kid, we've watched him grow up. Yeah. From the skinny little kid. We had Delonte West finger on his ear. Tonight, Chris Hill tried to punk him, and he fought back. Chris Paul should have cost him the game. At that point, he should have had a technical foul. Gordon shouldn't have. But more importantly, 40 points in game three, comes back tonight for 27 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 9 of 16 shooting, 4 of 8 for 3, mammoth first quarter again. I think he had 11 in the first quarter. This guy is doing exactly what you want a marquee all-star player to do, and it's another enormous step in his development.
Yeah, it just enormous step in his development, an enormous step into stardom in this league. He's gained the respect around the league, I think, now from everyone in the league, and coaches especially, of how good he is and how hard he's worked and how he gets it done. And he's shooting, his confidence is there. I'm glad that he's rebounding the basketball now. And you can put the ball in his hands. He can make things happen for you.
He played with a bounce, an energy, a fight tonight that was as high as I've seen out of him.
Well, it's probably the food poisoning that's giving him a boost of energy there. But, you know, what a comeback, though, after being sick. And anytime you get to a point where you're smelling victory, and then guys can elevate their game like Joe Johnson does, you know, and now we saw it tonight with Gordon. This is huge. This is a huge win.
Team that wins game five wins the series 82% of the time. By the way, home team wins game 7 82% of the time, too, so let's avoid that.
Yeah.
What's your thought on where the Clippers are? They gave everything they had tonight. Chris Paul, I mean, he gave it all. They don't have Blake. They have not ever won a playoff game without Blake. What's your thought on where the Clippers are?
Well, you know, I'd like to think that they're professionals and they're going to – there's fight in them. But I really think that the Jazz have it going there at home, and they have them down, that they won't have an answer. You can see the frustration there with Chris Paul after the basketball game. He's a fighter. You know, he wants to win. But I think deep down inside, he knows that they're just really not deep enough to go far. I mean, I don't think that this is a championship basketball team.
No, the Jazz are the better basketball team right now.
Better basketball team.
With the Blake Griffin injury, the Jazz are the better basketball team. Well, the Jazz win tonight. Game 5 of the playoffs, the vital Game 5, 96-92. Game 6 will be Friday night, 8:30. We'd love to have you out there. Get your tickets at utahjazz.com. If not, join us on the radio call. This has been Postcast, part of Locked On Jazz and the Locked On Podcast Network.